employers should be understanding and show some sympathy to workers who are choosing not to fly because of their concerns. Woe betide any employer that tries the heavy hand on workers, because all the trade unions are working in the offshore environment will vigorously defend any worker if they're threatened any disciplinary action for refusing to fly. Although there's been initial statements given that they now accept, the companies now accept that there is a technical reason and not human error, we still don't know the full reason for the tragic crash. And until we know the full reason, we do not think it's appropriate for the 225s to be in the air. The blades of the helicopter, that's been captured on film, clearly came off before the helicopter crashed. That's a significant and catastrophic failure. You know, until we know exactly how that was caused and how that happened, I don't think it's safe for anybody to be flying in the 225s.